This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Dean, what does consent mean to you?
Voluntary agreement. It should also mean that you're well informed as to the impact of your agreement.
And how about coercion?
Coercion is a denial of choice, often under threat. For example, you might sign a contract, but only because you've got no choice. That's coercion.
Or hand over your body. Let me explain. I walked into a doctor's office and I'm handed forms to sign. One says that I'm here for procedures that could include any number of invasive actions and could have any number of unfortunate outcomes. But all of the spaces that specify just what will happen to me are blank. When I ask, I'm told that the doctor will fill in those blanks after she examines me, but I have to sign the form to see the doctor.
Well, that sounds like coercion.
The next step is that after my doc decides what should happen next, a resident or nurse brings out another form. Now, this one gives all the specifics, but there's no time for me to read it. The pages always turn to the signature line, and I'm told, hurry up, you need to sign this so that the doctor can begin.
Oh, that's not consent.
The good news is that I've learned to ask about possible procedures ahead of time, and have asked about the related consent forms to be sent to me early so I'll have time to review risks and benefits and decide what I'm willing to do.
Informed consent takes time, but if we truly honor another person's autonomy and authority over themselves, then informed consent is ethically required.
How do you advocate for your own health? Give us alternatives at ethicallyspeaking.org.
The show is a co-production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.